The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 6, text number 34. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on June 2nd, 2013, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Pramati balavadridham. Tasyaham nigraham manye. Vayori vasudushkaram. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna, and to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. Purport. The mind is so strong and obstinate that it sometimes overcomes the intelligence. Although the mind is supposed to be subservient to the intelligence. For a man in the practical world who has to fight so many opposing elements, it is certainly very difficult to control the mind. Artificially, one may establish a mental equilibrium toward both friend and enemy. But ultimately, no worldly man can do so, for this is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. In the Vedic literature, Katha Upanishad 1:3-4, it is said, Atmanam ratinam vidhi shariram ratam evacha budhim tu saratim vidhi mana pragraham evacha indriyanihyan ayur vishayang steshu gocharan Admendriya mano yuktang bhoktet yahur manishinaha. The individual is the passenger in the car of the material body, and the intelligence is the driver. Mind is the driving instrument, and the senses are the horses. The self is the enjoyer or sufferer in the association of the mind and senses. So it is understood by great thinkers. Intelligence is supposed to direct the mind, but the mind is so strong and obstinate that it often overcomes, even owns one intelligence, as an acute infection may surpass the efficacy of medicine. Such a strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga, but such practice is never practical for any worldly person like Arjuna. And what to speak of modern man? The simile used here is appropriate. One cannot capture the blowing wind, and it is even more difficult to capture the turbulent mind. The easiest way to conquer the mind, as suggested by Lord Chaitanya, is chanting Hare Krishna, the great mantra for deliverance, in all humility. The method prescribed is Savayamana Krishna Padaravindayo. One must engage one's mind fully in Krishna. Only then will there remain no other engagements to agitate the mind. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for assembling today here at the Hare Krishna Temple to hear this very important message. I have not come here today to bring you my words. I have come here today to bring you the words of Krishna. I am not bringing my own message, but I am simply a messenger boy for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here in the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly described what is the relationship between the mind and the intelligence, and the self, and the senses. It's a very, very nice example you're given. The self is the passenger. The intelligence is the driver. The mind is the reins, and the senses are the horses. So just consider this example. If one does not use one's intelligence and they act whimsically, it's like the driver taking the reins and just throwing him in the air, you see? He just takes the reins and he goes. If the driver throws the reins in the air, he loses control over the horses. And if the horses are running wild, what will they do? They can do anything. They can take you off the edge of a cliff. You let the horses run wild, you see. So one must control the horses. And to do that, you must control the mind. And the intelligence is what controls the mind. So how does one develop proper intelligence? That intelligence is developed by hearing the Vedic wisdom. In the material society, our intelligence is polluted. How do we use our intelligence in the material society? How to make money, how to become influential in this material world, how to develop prestige in this material world. This is the misuse of the intelligence. Of course, one can utilize those things in Krishna's service. But if one pursues those goals simply for their own sake, then one is lost. The senses, rather, therefore, should be utilized very nicely in the service of Krishna. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Rishikena, Sevanam. One should engage one's senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesha. Because when you do that, you see, then the mind becomes controlled. If we try to control our minds, Prabhupada is pointing out very nicely here. If we try to control our minds simply by our own endeavor, you see, it's not possible. The mind is more difficult to conquer than the raging wind. You cannot control your mind just by your own endeavor. Well, I want to control my mind. The yogis, they try to do that. They want to control their minds by their own endeavor. You know that yogi, he became very powerful, Vishwamrita Muni, he became very powerful in yoga. That by my own power, by my own yogic strength, I will control my mind, you see. In that Ashtanga yoga system, there are different steps, you see. There's yam, niyam, the do's and don'ts. There's the asana, pranayama, pratyahara, different stages. And finally, when one achieves the perfection of Ashtanga system, that is called samadhi, or yogic trance. So this Vishwamrita, he achieved the stage, samadhi stage. And Indradev, the king of heaven, became very scared. Oh my goodness, this yogi is becoming so powerful. If I don't do something to curb down his power, he can take over my position as the king of heaven. That is the great power of yoga. You can do any one who achieves the perfection, the Ashta Siddhis, he can achieve anything of his desire. Anything of his desire, you see. The yogis, they can become so small they can pass through the wall. They can become so light they can float on the air, levitation, you see. This is real yogi. Not simply sitting in some yoga studio doing a few asanas, I become yogi. Yogi means Ashta Siddhi. They develop these perfections. So Vishwamitra, he had achieved all yogic perfections. And the end of the day became very, very worried. This yogi can take over my position by his yogic power. So I must curb him down. So he sent Menaka, a heavenly society girl, to charm the yogi. And the yogi fell for her charms. He gave up his yoga practice, you see. So he could not control his mind. As soon as he heard the tinkling of her ankle bells, he completely, oh, a woman has come to my remote place of meditation. What's going on here? He lost all control of himself, you see. This is yogi. He's trying to control his mind by his own mental strength, by his own yogic power. But he is not capable of doing so. Ultimately, he will fail. But when one controls the mind by bringing you to Krishna consciousness, then mind becomes completely conquered. Tunde tandamadi viteng vitundate tundavali labdiye karma krodha. In this way, karma krodha. The mind becomes completely conquered when you fix it in Krishna consciousness. This sound vibration, Krishna, has so much nectar available within it that if one simply deeply absorbs himself in these two syllables, Krishna, his mind becomes completely conquered. He tastes so much nectar. There's no need for asanas. There's no need for pranayama. Simply meditate on Krishna. You see? And then you become completely satisfied. So that is called Krishna consciousness. So in this bhakti yoga system given by our wonderful Srila Prabhupada, the whole point is to absorb yourself in Krishna. Think about Krishna, chant Krishna, pray to Krishna, bow to Krishna, everything Krishna, 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 Krishna. Talk about him, serve him, you see. Decorate him, bring flowers for him, make a beautiful new temple for him, distribute his teachings to all the people of Mauritius. In this way, everything, your whole life becomes absorbed in Krishna consciousness. In this way, one becomes completely liberated. Does anyone have any questions? I saw some papers going around. Anyone has any questions? Okay. One question, okay. Please tell us what Srila Prabhupada tells us on chanting the Hare Krishna Japa and when the mind goes astray. This japa, this is completely in the line with our lecture tonight because we are talking about fixing the mind in Krishna consciousness is the only way to conquer it. So the practical method that we utilize that is japa mala, you see, japa chanting. Prabhupada gave some very nice instructions on how to chant japa. He wrote one letter to one of my god sisters, Vallabhi Devi Dasi. He told her, when you chant Hare Krishna, feel the presence of Krishna. I was amazed when I read that letter because how often do we do that? When we chant Hare Krishna, do we feel Krishna's presence? Or do we just try to get our rounds finished? Let me get them over with so I can do my activities, you see. But actually, Krishna is coming. It's like a guest comes to your home, you think, well, how can I get him out of here as soon as possible? You see? Not the, oh, this guest has come. Let me make him feel welcome. You see, we chant japa. How can I, this guest named Krishna has come to my house, how can I get him out of here as soon as possible? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Boom. You see the mood. This is the problem. The problem we have. We think this is some guest, well, I have my duty, I have to accommodate him, but let me get him out of here as soon as I can, you see. Actually, when Krishna comes, Nama Avatar comes to our daily life, we should think, oh, this is the most wonderful moment of my day. And now is my time to personally meet with Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Now I get to have Krishna all to myself. You may say, well, how that's possible? There's so many devotees. But just like in Dwarka, there was Krishna manifested for each and every one of the queens. Every queen, she had Krishna all to herself. You see? 16,108 Krishnas. So in the same way, Krishna will manifest his full personality for every devotee who chants his name with love. Just like those queens of Dwarka, they got Krishna as their personal intimate associate. If you chant with love, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, you have the intimate personal association of Krishna himself. That's a fact. Okay, next question. Thank you for being present today. In the prayers, you please be in. Please bless my children and my brother and sister and their family and myself. Is this a question? And bless my friend and her family for what I did for them. How can I? I'm in need of support. Up till now, I still rely on your grace. Well, all blessings to you, but this is not a question. All, whoever wrote this, may Krishna bless you. All blessings to you, but are there any more questions? Okay. If Krishna is the controller of the senses, so how do we control the senses on our own? Actually, you don't. We can't really control our senses. We have to let Krishna take control of our senses. That's how we control our senses. Let Krishna take control of your senses. My dear Krishna, these senses now are your property. These eyes belong to you. These ears belong to you. This tongue belongs to you. My hands, my legs, everything I have, my dear Lord, it is your property. You kindly take control of it. On our own, we cannot control. You see, we cannot individually control. That I am great yogi, I am a great sense controller, I will control my senses. No, we cannot do. Not possible. But if you humbly place yourself under the control of Krishna, then my dear Lord, I now place myself under your control. Please, you take charge of me. From now on, I'm simply your servant. You kindly engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear Lord and my dear energy of the Lord, you please kindly engage me in your service, you see. Who's playing the madanga there? They shouldn't be going in. It's outside. It shouldn't be going on during the lecture. That kirtan shouldn't go on during the lecture. It's not proper. Okay, next question. They shouldn't do that kirtan. Tell them to stop that kirtan. This is kirtan here. If one chants the holy name of Krishna, that is the Maha Mantra, not on the beads, but always while working and everywhere, while traveling and cooking, etc. Can such a person get liberation from this material world in this lifetime itself? So the question is, I don't want to chant on the beads, but I'm always chanting 24 hours a day off the beads. The thing is, you're not really chanting 24 hours a day off the beads. Don't kid yourself. You're not. That's why we need to chant on the beads. Because we're not so advanced that we can always be chanting 24 hours a day off the beads. Therefore, we need to chant on the beads and make sure we at least chant 16 rounds every day. Now, one should actually chant as much as possible on the beads and off the beads. 16 rounds is just the beginning. One should chant more than 16 rounds. If not on the beads, then off the beads. While you're traveling, cooking, yes, you should keep chanting. But the actual order of Srila Prabhupada is that one should chant round the beads. To not chant and say, well, I will not chant on the beads, that means you're neglecting the order of Srila Prabhupada. And the third offense against the holy name is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. So if I refuse to chant on the beads, that means I am disobeying the order of the spiritual master, and that means my chanting is not free from offenses. I'm a namabharati. I may be chanting, but I'm not obeying the order of the spiritual master. Therefore, it is namaparad. So one should not neglect to chant on the beads. One should follow the order of the spiritual master and chant on the beads. Any other questions? Does the moon have any subtle effects on the mind? Yes, it does. That's why people who are crazy are called loony. Because they're under the influence of the lunar influence. They're called loony, lunatic, you see. They're under the influence. Lunatic means who's under the influence of the moon. Because I read somewhere the moon has a direct influence on the human mind. To what extent is it true? It's completely true. But there's another moon that you can be under that influence, and that is the Chaitanya moon. So if we will chant Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, then we will become transcendental lunatics under the influence of the Chaitanya moon, and will become mad with love of God, singing and dancing in ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How can we lead a good Krishna conscious life in the field of all our activities, being a student or a householder at work, at school, etc.? Well, if you'll take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, you get initiated, you see, and you do everything under his order. Guru Maharaj, should I go to college? Should I work? Should I be a brahmachari? You just tell me how I can best serve you, Guru Maharaj, you see. If you simply follow the order of your spiritual master, then you're properly situated on the transcendental platform. Just like our Arjuna, his guru was, who was Arjuna's guru? Krishna. Krishna said, you should fight the battle. So by fighting a battle, he was properly situated on the transcendental platform. So if each one of us will take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and follow the instructions of our Guru Maharaj, then we will be transcendentally situated either as a student, a householder, a worker, a member of parliament, a student, whatever we may be, you see. You take Sharva Bonavad Guru and follow his instructions. It's a very simple thing. Any other questions? Okay, we got about 60 seconds left. So I'll just do a little wrap up here. The whole point is to fix our mind in Krishna consciousness. In fact, that is confirmed in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Yena tena pakarena mana krishna na veshayat sarva vidina sedashur etayor etakinkada. One should fix his mind on Krishna by any means. All the rules and prohibitions of the scriptures should be the servants of this principle. So actually, all the Vedic wisdom is meant for bringing us to the point of fixing our mind in Krishna consciousness. So always try to do that. Understand the most important thing is to always remember Krishna and never forget Him. As soon as you wake up in the morning, immediately think, now I must remember Krishna. I must fix our mind in Krishna consciousness and keep bringing your mind back to Krishna throughout the day. And before you go to bed at night, again, think of Krishna. Always bring the mind back to Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. That is the point. And by this training, by this practice, the time of death, what will be the result? You will think of Krishna. And what will be the result from thinking of Krishna at the time of death? Prabhupada says you will go to sleep and you wake up with Krishna. How would you like to go to sleep and wake up with Krishna in His transcendental lila? Yes, yes. If you will practice this Krishna consciousness, we absolutely guarantee you, if you will follow the instructions given by Srila Prabhupada strictly to the best of your ability, the time of death, you will go to sleep and you'll wake up with Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shankar Shandasa Dikari Maharaj ki jai.